You're listening to Marcus Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.
بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Peace be upon you and the mercy of Allah and His blessings. On this 14th day of Dhul Hijjah 1442 in South Africa, corresponding to Sunday the 25th of July 2021. The Islamic Economic Indicators, the Zakat Nisab is 7,939 rands. The Mahar of Fatimi is 19,840. 46 rands, and the minimum mahar is 397 rands. A very warm welcome to his team, Mufti Saab, Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Saab, Hafizahullah, as well as to the directors of the various radio stations and the sound engineers, and to you, the esteemed listeners, listening to us locally, nationally, globally, and internationally. We welcome Mufti Saab onto the program. Mufti Saab, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and Jazakallahu khairan for joining us on the program once again.
Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Hafiz Wadi, jazakallahu khairan, barakallahu feekum.
Ameen. Mufti Sahib, this person did not realize that one is not supposed to be fasting on the day of Eid, and they kept a qadha fast on that day. What should she do now, Mufti Sahib?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. I am indeed amazed and astonished that how many people contacted us and said first time in their life they are hearing that they cannot fast the days after Eid and so forth. So, you know, ladies, grandmothers and so forth, some brothers. So remember, we the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah Muslims throughout the world, we say 5 days of the year is haram to fast. You know, when Ramadan finishes, then the next day is first of Shawwal, Eid al-Fitr. So you can't fast on that day, you must be celebrating Eid al-Fitr. On the 10th of Dhul Hijjah, so that day you cannot fast, is Eid al-Adha. And 3 days after that, the 11th, the 12th, the 13th of Dhul Hijjah, Ayyam al-Tashriq, is haram to fast. So these are the 5 days. So this brother, sister who kept fast, whether you were celebrating Eid this year on Tuesday or Wednesday, so that fast is null and void. Make tawbah and ask Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for forgiveness, and you have to keep that fast all over again. So one fast only. So remember today, tomorrow, start say tomorrow now, you keep the qadha this week, yeah, anytime or next week. So that would be fine and acceptable. So always remember that 5 days are haram for Muslims to fast. First of Shawwal, Eid al-Fitr, 10th of Dhul Hijjah, Eid al-Adha, and the 3 days after that, 11th, 12th, 13th of Dhul Hijjah, and those are known as Ayyam al-Tashriq.
Mufti Sahib, is it permissible to say Nastaghfirullah, and what does that mean?
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in the noble Quran commands us, Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, Prophet Noah, peace be upon him, who lived amongst his people for 950 years, as enshrined in the noble Quran, فَلَبِثَ فِيهِمْ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ إِلَّا خَمْسِينَ عَامًا. So 1,000 years minus 50, so 950 years. And remember when his people started mocking him, ridiculing him, belittling him. So he tried every way humanly possible to invite them privately, publicly. And they would say, we don't want to see your face also. They would cover their faces, Allah forbid, insert their fingers in their ears. So he told them, Istaghfiru Rabbakum, chapter 71, verses 9, 10, and 11. heaven. So cry and beg, oh Almighty Allah, for forgiveness. Oh Almighty Allah will send for you favorable conditions, good rain. Allah will increase your wealth and bless you with children. These are the worldly benefits. And in the year after, oh Almighty Allah will bless you with the gardens of paradise and the streams and the rivulets of paradise as well. So remember, in a case like that, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us the benefits of istighfar. So if I read astaghfirullah, 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 ya Allah, I am asking you for forgiveness. And I'm reading with my wife, my children, my parents, my siblings, example I'm giving. So we say nastaghfirullah, nastaghfirullah, nastaghfirullah Rabbi min kulli dhanbin wa natubu ilayh. So istighfar means we asking Allah for forgiveness for the sins and vices we committed from the time we became mature till now. That is istighfar. And tawbah is to do for the future. Ya Allah, I must not go into a relapse. I must not go and repeat the crimes of the past. So that is the meaning of tawbah. And another benefit enshrined in the noble Quran, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. Almighty Allah will not punish them whilst they are the ones who make istighfar. So it is a repellent against the punishment of Almighty Allah. So both is permissible, astaghfirullah, nastaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah singular and nastaghfirullah plural.
Mufti Sahib, coming to the Muslim marriages bill, how is this going to affect the Muslims and which petition should we sign? And questions have come in, would it affect the person's nikah? Does it affect the divorce? What is this all about, Mufti Sahib?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is a very, very lengthy question, lengthy answer. I'll summarize the whole thing for you so you should come to know. First and foremost, there is an applicant. The applicant is the Women Legal Center. Primarily non-Muslims, not a Muslim organization. And remember, and the respondent on the other side, Lajnatun Nisa al-Muslimat, the Muslim Women Board or Muslim Women Committee, whatever you want to call them. So that is where, and this date has been set for August the 5th. Remember, that is not this Thursday, the following Thursday, the first Thursday in August. So all that has been done already. So where are we now? So you must remember, this is the sequence of events that you, all the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International, Sirius FM, Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah Wal Jama'ah, should know. You know, last year Ramadan, Uqsa went to court as amicus, as friends of the court, to close the masjid. And among Uqsa, only two organizations said no, they are not part of it. One was the Jamiat Ulama KwaZulu Natal. This was last year Ramadan, 2020. And another organization in PE. So remember, they too said no, they will not be part and parcel of it. So I'm asking you, as an independent person, I don't belong to Jamiat Ulama KwaZulu Natal. I don't belong to Uqsa. I don't belong to the organization in PE Eastern Cape. I am asking you, as an independent person, what was Uqsa's responsibility? They know they made such a committed such a major, major crime, which Almighty Allah speaks of in the noble Quran in Surah 2, verse 114. When you close the masajid, you are the biggest zalim, the biggest oppressor, the biggest tyrant. And remember that for them, lahum fi dunya khizyu wa lahum fil akhirati azabun azim. For them, people who close it, Maulvi, sheikhs, imams, trustees, whoever it can be, that for them there will be disgrace upon disgrace. Wa lahum fil akhirati azabun azim. And for them will be a grievous punishment, a horrible, terrible punishment. If they made tawbah, repented, publicly apologize, which their arrogance and pride will never allow them to do, so they did not do so. That was last year. Now look at this year. So this year you must remember that what they did, they committing and repeating the same crime of last year. So they going in, that organization who are the applicant, we're not addressing them, we're addressing UKSA now. So UKSA went in again as amicus and friends of the court. So this, if it is passed in court, in the Concord, the Constitutional Court, Allah forbid, Allah forbid, will have a direct impact, a negative impact on our laws of nikah, marriage, talaq, divorce, inheritance, everything. It's a total way of subverting Islam. Understand this. Because everything will be now according to the constitution of the country, basically. So the Sharia law will be secondary, and everything has to be now judged according to the constitution of the country. So that is what way we are standing. I want to tell you two, three things of UKSA. You see, last year, when they went, so they made it public, and they told the people that the Jamiat Ulama KZN and the organization in PE, they are not part and parcel of the application. So my first question to them, now, when we sent it out on Friday, this past Friday, day before yesterday, that's the first time Jamiat Ulama KwaZulu Natal came to know about it. I spoke to the head of Jamiat Ulama KwaZulu Natal, and they said they knew absolutely nothing about it. They were not part of the consultation process, nor were they informed of it. Nothing, nothing. So we sent out all those messages and so forth and so on. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. That's the first time they heard about it. So my question to you as a Muslim public, that UKSA says that they represent majority of the Muslims in South Africa, and they made the application to the Concord, that is the Constitutional Court, that they will be amicus and they will be friends of the court again. With the Human League, with the Women Center, you know, the Women Center, whatever, Legal Center. So anyway, so I'm addressing UKSA and all their people now. So our questions to them will be, how come Jamiat Ulama KZN, a founding member, was not informed and consulted? I mean, is that not a reasonable question? Every one of you should be posing that question to them, number one. Number two, you sent an application to the Concord and said that on behalf of UKSA, we will go in as amicus. So the question now arises that what impression, perception is created there in the Concord, that there is a unanimous decision, that is what it seems like. There are no dissenting views, there is no one disagreeing with you. And it seems to be a unanimous decision that all of them are going in as the friends of the court. So I'm posing this question to you. Is this not fraud? Is this not perjury? I'm asking you, O Muslim, that you should be asking UKSA these questions here. Are you not guilty of commit fraud and misleading this ummah here with the second application? Third one. Your last year's attempt, you know the repercussions, you know how humiliated, disgraced, you had to go cap in hand, town and town to try and curry favor with people and donors, you know all that. So when a person makes tawbah and repent, then al-hawba to mislu tawbah, at-tawba to mislu al-hawba. When you make tawbah, if the crime was committed privately, then you make tawbah privately. If the sin was committed publicly, then you have to ask tawbah and ask for forgiveness publicly, which you will never do because of your pride and arrogance. We all know that. But now what you are doing is disgusting, totally disgusting. You're sending the people towards kufr and irtidad. Do you want the people to leave Islam and there must be a subversion against Islam? That's what you are doing. So you must remember these type of things. So therefore, I want our legal eagles, I'll come to that just now, Allah Ta'ala reward them, and I will tell you that who are the main players. We got nothing to hide. We are transparent, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. So you must remember, you, the Muslim public, should be posing these questions to UKSA, because you must remember that they say that they are now the ones representing majority Muslims. So we are saying, no, you don't represent, and you're not fit to represent. So you must remember Majlisul Ulama, Hazrat Mawlana Ahmad Sadiq Desai, Hafidhullah wa Shafa. So Allah Ta'ala give him complete Shifa. So you must remember dead against UKSA. Past 50 years also against ulama, the evil ulama. And remember Jamiat Ulama Gauteng, dead against them. So you must remember Wifaqul Ulama also signed a petition that they're requesting the public to sign the petition that UKSA does not represent us. And likewise, Majlis Ulama sent out a petition that UKSA does not represent us. We as the Darul Iman also sent out a petition that UKSA does not represent us. So they don't represent us. Remember this. I pose another question, and you can check this up with them. I raised this question last year, and nobody gave me an answer. UKSA is that organization that was formed in 1994 by the senior ulama, Hazrat Mawlana Qasim Sema Rahimahullah, Mawlana Umarji, Hazrat Mawlana Umarji Rahimahullah, and then in Mia's farm, Mufti, you must remember Ahmed, Mia, and Mawlana Ibrahim Mia, all Mia's farm were in charge that time and all these things. So anyway, we must remember these were the senior ulama, and then Cape Town, they had Sheikh Nazim and all of them. We say Rahimahullah to all of them. So they were the founder members, right? So now that they had, and in this past 24 hours, you will see the name is mentioned in one of the communications. I said, UKSA, your president, your previous president or whatever, former president, whatever, is a murtad, is a non-Muslim. He even legalized that Hindu wedding in Cape Town. Imagine you saying that you're representing majority of the Muslims, but your president is a murtad. I went on air on this last year, and I'm repeating it again. So who are you representing? And now you want to send the Muslim public to go, and you telling them you want the Muslim marriages to be recognized. But what are you doing in reality? That you are sending them towards kufr and irtidad. Irtidad means to go out of the fold of Islam. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. Therefore, O Muslim, every one of you, male, female, you must sign the petitions of Majlisul Ulama, Wifaqul Ulama. Anyone you sign, or you sign all three, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, or Darul Iman. So, Alhamdulillah, that is where we stand. Our legal eagle, our brother Zahir Umar, Allah give him Shifa. His illustrious son, mashallah, Abu Bakr, mashallah, he is, mashallah, advocate, you know. Zahir Umar, they're all my cousins, mashallah. Allah give them lot of health, wealth, izzat. Keep the flag of Islam flying without fear and favor. So, mashallah, that they are, inshallah, going to pursue this matter. Whether it was perjury or not, and what the legal eagles have to say. Whether this application of UKSA is based on, you must remember, fact, or was there some distortion and some deception? These are questions that we are asking. So they will take that up. We salute you. We salute Jamiat Ulama KwaZulu-Natal for releasing the statement yesterday to bring to the Ummah's notice that you are a founder member, but you are not even informed and not even consulted. Can you imagine such a big fraud? Then we also have to salute our other legal eagles, our brother Hafiz Feroz Bouda, our brother Zahir Adam, mashallah, and the whole our team here, mashallah. So always helping us. And remember, now I've got another 2-3 things to say. Alhamdulillah, from Friday night and again this morning, I was going to Trichardt and so forth. I just returned this morning. I contacted the senior personality at Ulama of Wifaqul Ulama and said, Hazrat, it's time for Wifaqul Ulama. You still have the time. You can come in as amicus and friends of the court on behalf of Lajnatul Muslima, Lajnatul Nisa al-Muslimat. So why you don't come in? That is our request. And we also requested from the Jamiat Ulama KwaZulu-Natal, I spoke to the president and so forth. I said, I think sincerely that you should be also coming in. So you who have, I'm not a member of Wifaqul Ulama, I'm not a member of Jamiat Ulama KZN, but I am the Khadim. So we liaise with all with Ulama where we can do benefit for the Ummah. So we told them, we requested from them that they should come in as friends of the court on behalf of the Ulama-i Rabbani, Ulama-i Haqqani. What you are seeing now, you must remember in South Africa, is Hizbullah and Hizbul Shaitan. They are those ulama, whether it's Wifaqul Ulama or Jamiat Ulama Gauteng or Majlisul Ulama or whatever. So we want to stand, we are standing for the truth. And you got the others, we must remember Hizbul Shaitan, the party of Shaitan, currying favor with politicians, inviting politicians to the Eidgah, inviting politicians to come to the mosque. What is all that? Is that not bootlicking? I'm asking you a question. See the disgrace you have put yourself. Therefore, I say, you chaps who are responsible, to call you ulama is a disgrace. Therefore, I call you chaps. So you chaps, remember who invited and so forth. My fatwa, our fatwa is not permissible to read salat behind you. And if you look at our Darul Iman one petition, the names are there, which organizations especially. And you must remember that we say that no one should be supporting you financially as well. We say it's haram to give you zakat. It's haram to give you sit sadaqah and lillah. For what must the public give you? To go and close the mosque? To go and subvert the laws of Islam? To curry favor with politicians? Hang your heads in shame, man, please. You're a disgrace to your teachers. You're a disgrace to yourself also. And Quran says, Lahum fiddun. This is part of the disgrace. Wallahi, I have Quran in my hand here. I say this is part of the disgrace that Allah promised you. You closed the masjid, you went as amicus, and now again you want to go as amicus. People, ulama, should be learning from their mistakes, not justifying and committing and repeating the same crime. Insha'Allah, we're going to cry, we will beg Allah, the Papa can dance. You will see, insha'Allah, this week here, our legal eagles will bring everything to the fore, insha'Allah, to the Constitutional Court, and everything will be made public. Uksa, if you want to do this Ummah of South Africa a favor, the best thing you can do is dismantle and throw your history now. Go back what from last year till now, what all this you did, your murtad president and whatever, go and throw in the scraps of history. We're not speaking of all ulama, I'm speaking about what you all did in the past year and so forth. That is my clear message to you. You should dismantle. You are a disgrace. Remember that to the ulama fraternity. May Almighty Allah protect us from such scholars from dollars.
Mufti Sahib, are there any prohibited times for Salatul Janaza and also for burying the Mayyit?
Burying the Mayyit is any time. You must remember, there's no problem with that. You can bury daytime, nighttime, sunrise, sunset, all that. Salatul Janaza, you should not be performing at sunrise time, sunset time, and so forth, when the sun is at the zenith and so forth. That you should never ever do. So you must remember that we must always look at the appropriate times, and Salatul Janaza should be performed as soon as possible without delay.
Mufti Sahib, some masjids are open, some are still closed. Mufti Sahib, please comment, please advise on this too, especially for the trustees.
Remember, it's not only the trustees. It is trustees, it is imams, it is maulvis, it is sheikhs, all of them. They are the scholars for dollars, the one who are bootlicking the politicians and so forth. They are the same clique. Remember that last year they went to close the mosque and now again they're going, you must remember, as friends of the court. Amicus, a new word we all learned, you know. So anyway, you must remember these type of things here. That the point I'm making, look at the mockery. Just look at the mockery. Now we're getting messages today. How many people sent it to me? That certain mosque, yeah, in our areas and wherever, some other places, that you find that the mosque or the buildings attached to the mosque have become vaccination centers. For vaccination, they open, but for salat, they're not open. Now I'm asking you a question. Are these chaps fit to be trustees? Immediately you, the public, must stand up and tell them you're not fit to be a trustee. You're an absolute jahil as far as Islam goes. When you close the masjid, Quran says you're the biggest tyrant, the biggest dictator, the biggest oppressor. So all these things. And government said in those days, they told close this time, these maulvis close 3, 4, 5 days before time. More Catholic than the Pope they want to be. More bootlicking, you know, all this. So therefore, they're not ulama. These are scholars for dollars. They sell the deen. They started with their halal certificates. They started with the TV. They started with all these things, closing mosques. What is all this? Show me all these things are halal. Absolutely haram against Quran and Sunnah. So now, no, we want to protect the rights of women. Who are you fooling? So remember, any trustee, any imam, any person who closed the masjid, remember you're not fit to be a trustee, you're not fit to be an imam, you're not fit to be the person leading Taraweeh there, if you are agreeing with this type of rulings. Then let me be very clear on this issue. We, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, we read Eid Salat in a masjid, we gave lecture, it went on air also. We gave lecture, we made the Salat, we made khutbah, we did everything. So if you want to, Allah will help you out. But if you don't want to, then you will go, you know that. You will go boot licking. There's other words I wanted to use, but lucky I'm on air, you know. So you must remember that is what they're doing. They're experts in these things here. So remember, you're not fit to be a trustee there. You must just resign. And the people, you must put pressure upon them. Get kick them out. They're not fit to be trustees. Remember, or imams also. Get rid of them. So apply pressure on them. Send them a lot of emails and WhatsApp messages that you're a disgrace. How can we read Salat behind you when you close the masjid for Eid Salat? You close the masjid for all these great, great days and all these type of things of Zulhijjah. Are you fit to be an imam? You're a disgrace, man.
Mufti Sahib, this brother joined the Jamaat for Salah as the Imam made the first Salah. Is his Salah valid?
Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Man adraka salat faqad man adraka rakatan faqad adraka salat." If you got the imam before the salam, even at the time of the first salam, so you receive the reward of jamaat, inshaAllah. So you will say that, yes, for example, we read Zuhur Salat in the masjid, alhamdulillah. So we give Jummah lecture, we do everything normal. We don't have to fear anybody except Allah. Remember that nicely. So that is our call. Because that fear Allah, show your love for Allah, show your love for Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Don't curry favor, make masjid into vaccination center, make it like a drive-by. You know how people go to the restaurant now, drive-by vaccination from masjid. Is that shaitaniyat, all these things? So remember, man adraka rakatan. So once you got the imam in before the salam and so forth, or at the time of salam, first salam, so it means you will get and receive the reward of Jamaat Salat.
Mufti Sahib, is wudu a requirement for slaughtering?
No. Remember that to slaughter is not a requirement that you must be in the state of wudu. It's very good hadith in Ibn Majah, authentic hadith. Habibuna Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "La yuhafidu alal wudu illa mu'min." Then none of you will stay in the state of wudu. Obviously, it can't be 24 out of 24. We have to sleep, we have to relieve ourselves and so forth. But majority of the time, so you know it's very good in Islam, iyadatul mariz. Today after Q&A, you want to go visit a sick person. So mashallah, even that time is hadith in Abu Dawood. When you go and visit the person who's sick and ill, then go in the state of wudu. So you see the wisdom of it those days, 1400 years ago already. So now you want to slaughter your chicken, slaughter your goat, your sheep, your cow, camel, whatever it is. So to be in the state of wudu, meritorious, desirable, but the person is not in the state of wudu. So, and that person says Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, and slaughters in the prescribed manner. So 100% the animal is halal. We passed the fatwa for Qurbani. The ladies, females were asking the question, remember this, that what was the question? The question was this, that can a lady who is a haiza in a mensa slaughter her sheep or goat or whatever you? So we said 100% provided that she knows how to slaughter and she must not be in such a place. Remember where strange men can see her and so forth, that is not permissible. So she's there with the father, brother and so forth, and then she's in no slaughter and she's in the menses, so the animal 100% halal and she knows how to slaughter. So in Islam, all that would be acceptable.
Mufti Sahib, what can be read for shifa for recurring kidney problems and infections?
My brothers who are ill, sisters, children who are ill and sick, write this down. Every week we inundated with these type of questions. Surah 21, Surah Anbiya, verse number 83. And that is Anni Massaniya Durru. And what is that? That Nabi Ayyub alayhi salatu salam's dua. Ulama have written different things, but some ulama wrote that he was ill and sick. Nabi Ayyub alayhi salam job. For those of you non-Muslims or so, maybe you don't know. So he was ill for 7 years. There are different amounts mentioned, but anyway, 7 years, plus minus approximately. So he cried, he petitioned Almighty Allah, chapter 21, verse 83. Anni Massaniya Durru, that this calamity and disaster has afflicted me, Allah, wa anta arhamur rahimin. Now you have to go for dialysis, you have to go to clinic, hospital, so many problems. So read this ayat abundantly. Anni Massaniya Durru wa anta arhamur rahimin. Whatever illness you have, whether it's COVID, whether it is kidney, whether it's cancer, whatever it is. Then next to it, just after each few verses, Surah 21, verse 87, because the worry, the sorry, anxiety will get the better of you. Not all times, but sometimes. So cry, petition Allah. You know, Nabi Yunus alayhi salatu salam, Jonah, so peace be upon him, he cried to Allah in the belly of the fish. So Surah chapter 21, verse 87. La ilaha illa anta subhanak inni kuntu minal zalimin. Truly it is none worthy of worship but you, Allah, Jalla wala alone. We only worship you. Everlasting glory, perfection is for you. Inni kuntu minal zalimin. I am the wrongdoer. I am the sinner. That's my and for me and you. That's the translation. For Nabi Yunus alayhi salam, you don't translate sinner and so forth. You say it was an error in judgment, a mistake. Anbiya, prophets and messengers are ma'asum, protected by divine protection from all types of sins and vices. So we need to remember, we'll be careful with the translation. Read the Asma'ul Husna. Read Ya Salamu, Ya Salamu, Ya Salamu. Allah Jalla Wala will grant you complete shifa daily. Make it a habit. 1 rand, 2 rand, 5 rand. So remember, people are so poor. You know, just now I read Zohar Salat in the masjid and I came out, one chap is there. So he looks at me, so we just give him some amount, small amount, you know. He's so grateful. You know, the African custom is what? That when they want to show you gratitude, they bow down to you. So we always told them, no, you must bow down to Allah. You don't bow down to us. We human beings just like you. So imagine that 1 rand, 2 rand, 5 rand, it doesn't mean much to us. But for them, it means so much. Remember that those who are poor in abject poverty, irrespective whether it's white, Indian, Chinese, African, whatever it is. So that is what you must do. And it's hadith in the Marasil of Imam Abu Dawood. Dawu mardakum bis sadaqa. Remember that. And regarding that mosque issue, I just thought one thing there. When you don't listen to your teachers, Allah will disgrace you in this world, you so-called Maulvis. Look at who your teachers are and see what advice they gave you. Our teachers are Hazrat Mawlana Ahmad Sadiq Desai, Hafizahullah. Our teachers are Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahib, Hafizahullah. Our teachers are Hafiz Ibrahim Limalia, Hafizahullah. Whatever they say, Alhamdulillah, we're very happy with that. And mashallah, that we take guidance from them. So, da'u maradakum bi sadaqah. So give dawa, give charity on behalf of those who are sick and ill. Allah Jalla wa Ala will grant you, grant the person or grant you complete shifa. Allah grant shifa to all those who are ill and sick.
Ameen. Jazakallah khairan to Mufti Sahib. That brings us to our break. And after the break, we continue with the Q&A.